All right. Episode 31, I think.
CollierCast. Wait, hold on. Let's just check. Let's go back to CollierCast.com and check.
We'll edit this out. Yeah. If not, we'll leave it in.
This depends on how we feel that day. Or this day. I'm already fucking up, dude. All right. I need to sit down. I need to relax. Okay.
CollierCast.
Let me sit down. Let me get comfortable. I gotta get comfortable. I'm not comfortable. Do you think I'm too close?
This is episode 32.
Oh, it is. I did have episode 32. Well, you said 31.
Did I say 31, though?
Yeah, you said 31.
So I have it written down as 32,
All right. You think we're too close? Are we fine? You think we're fine right here?
I think we're fine, man. You sound like you're on drugs.
Really?
You should relax.
All right.
You should relax. Because today we're talking about aliens.
Wait, hold on. I don't want to... Wait, we're jumping in right now?
Well, yeah. What did you want to do?
I don't know. Okay, so you already, like, I wanted to be like, yo, 2024, baby.
Oh, yeah, well, it's 2024.
Okay, yeah.
New year. Same pod.
New year, new me. Yeah. No, I just remember that was all just saying in school.
Yeah, new year, new me.
But, yeah, so we're on episode 32, CollierCast podcast, the boys coming at you. So we're here today to discuss, UFOs. I know it's been called UFOs since the 60s, I believe, or even later. But why the recent change to UAPs? What does that mean again?
I never looked it up why they changed it, but let's look it up right now. UFO and UAPs.
I just thought it was weird how, like... Before we started recording, you mentioned it because... Not every unidentified flying object is flying. Like, there's submersible ones, too.
Yeah, so that's USOs. We'll kind of get into a little bit of that at the end. That's a little harder to, like, find.
So is that similar to, like, UAP? But what's, like... Is it necessarily the same thing as a UFO?
I'm going to find out right now. I have an article pulled up here.
Is it, like, calling a tomato a tomato? You know?
Let's see.
Trying to throw out.
All right. I'm just skimming through an article now. Sorry, it's frozen.
I know, because this is all new. I mean, this is
all right.
Stuff that we...
And of course, all these ads just have to pop up at the same time.
Didn't quite get before...
Okay. So, formerly known as Unidentified Anomalous Phenomenon...
Wait, say that again. What is it? Let me see. Unidentified...
Anomalous Phenomenon.
That's phenomenon?
What UAP...
Well, okay, what is an anomalous?
Let's see. All right.
That is so bizarre. So why did it make it so more complicated than unidentified flying object?
Let's see. Deviating from what is standard, huh?
Okay. So...
So I guess that means it's... I don't know, because there's things like, okay, they talked about, like, the Tic Tac UFO, how it's like a Tic Tac shape. I know in one of these articles here, let me see if I could find it real quick. Where the pilot, apparently, they were passing by, what was it? Like a cube and a sphere.
Oh, yeah, you were going to, how...
Oh, man, I don't think we'll be able to... Oh, here it is, right here. Okay. Retired Navy pilot Ryan Graves said that UFOs are an open secret among fighter pilots and shared a third-party account of jets having to avoid a dark gray cube inside a clear sphere, which stood motionless against the wind. So this is actually a link to this. Let's see if this is an article here. We're kind of diving down the side rabbit hole.
Yeah, this is stuff that we're not even prepared for as we, like, recording this podcast.
Apparently, doing
a little side chain rabbit hole.
This is just going to kind of lead up into what recently happened in Miami, what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit about this guy. His name is David Grush.
How do you pronounce that? How would you say that last name? Spelling-wise?
It's G-R-U-S-C-H.
And he's
right now he's the main guy, I guess.
Speaking about UFOs,
UFOs, right? And UAPs, he's saying we've
And he was the one...
Alien bodies, alien tech.
To speak on Joe Rogan.
Yeah, he went on Joe Rogan, which... We'll get into...
The biggest podcast ever, you know?
So... As far as that mysterious dark cube floating in the sky, we'll post a link to that article.
I mean, how much of it this, like, happens to, like, relate to, like, the black cube of Saturn, how there's always, like, a hexagon, a storm-shaped pattern where it's always going on, like, the North Pole or north side of, like, Saturn, and how it makes a cube. I was wondering if, like, because they usually go into, like, how Saturn is, like, the controller of, like, this world.
I don't know, because I don't even know if these are even connected to Saturn, you know, because, again, this could just be other governments, our governments.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean it's from aliens, you know. It could just be government technology that people are just catching.
Well, didn't and then mentioned even before, it's well not well known, but talked about in the Eisenhower days where they made a treaty with the so-called aliens.
Yeah, apparently, yeah, they made a treaty with aliens where we would trade technology, and then every once in a while they can take select humans from
and that like national stems from parks, like the 411 missing 411.
There's connections there. Yeah, of course, it's all. Conspiracy, yeah. But
we're going so off the trail.
We're gonna go to September 2023, and outside of Las Vegas, it just says Las Vegas. We didn't really get an exact location in Las Vegas, but there's a video of a family. I believe they're speaking Spanish. It's like either their farm or their workshop, and it's where they work or something, but apparently they claim that aliens landed in their backyard, and there are 8 to 10 foot tall aliens. There's a 911 call released. There's video to it, but it's very poor quality video. The people in the video are not speaking English, so you don't really know what's being said unless you speak Spanish, of course.
The links, we're going to include in the source. One of the videos that we're... What we watched is, I guess he enhanced the video, and you really don't see that much difference. I mean, all that I could really see was, like, it looked like a smoke cloud or a gray object.
And you can kind of make out, I guess, what you could say would be maybe arms, body, legs, maybe. But, yeah, it's very hard to tell, very poor quality. And then that story again happened over 6 months ago, and there's really been no update since. I know they've talked about things being seen in the sky, like lights, but, you know, that could be anything from meteorites, shooting stars, comets, you know.
But the one footage, because didn't they get the footage of, like, it, like, moving...
The green light?
Yeah, it's a green light. So this is the Las Vegas one, where they...
Yeah, I don't know if that's included in this specific video here.
So when did the Las Vegas one come out?
In September of 2023.
So about 6 months ago. It just sucks, though, because, like, we're in that era where, like, people can make their own videos.
Yeah, CGI, yeah. Yep.
Manipulate
things. Well, I mean, there is a 911 call that was released. I mean, it was in the news. It's a pretty big news story. And now the most recent news story is happening.
What was the 911 call you were talking about? Just now?
For the Las Vegas one, there is a 911 call for it. We would have to dig it up to find.
Okay. So I mean, that's very interesting because
he says in the 911 call that he has to be 8 to 10 feet tall.
And then speaking of that, the most recent one in Miami,
somebody recently in Miami, the Bayside Mall, they had over 60 police respond, and the official story was that there were 4 teens that were fighting and using fireworks. But
apparently there was multiple, like, articles going around with different titles. Like, the one that you're speaking of is about the 4 teens fighting, using fireworks.
Yeah, so apparently, yeah.
But to have 60 police, like, there's video out there you can watch on YouTube. Videos
and images, and yeah, there was massive police response.
You've probably been posted an article about it and included it as a photo. But yeah, there's... What, they mentioned 60 police?
They said 60, but I mean, I'm sure you can even like count and like.
Well, I know be more, but like, isn't that funny how it's specific to that number, yeah. 60 ukuleles? But like for an incident like that,
and
they mentioned that, you know, there's mentions it would be like 8'10".
Yeah. So then, what's not talked about is apparently now, I'm not sure if it started on TikTok or on YouTube, but it's been come out to say that apparently there was 8 to 10 foot alien creatures that somehow made their way into the mall, and just like the Las Vegas, there's a very poor video quality from a helicopter. I don't know if it's a news helicopter or a police helicopter, but it's from a helicopter, and it shows something, you know. It's kind of a smoky holographic looking. You can't really make it out.
Just like translucent. Almost. Yeah. Like what smoke would be like. It's like you can go through it. I mean, but it moved. It can bend. I mean.
And then we're going to tie that into, there was somebody on TikTok who claimed, we'll play his video clip right now. I don't know if you want to get that ready or if you put it in after.
Yeah, I can put it in like.
After?
Like right here.
Okay, so.
It's good. He claims that he was in the mall.
That he was there at the mall. And that there are 8 to 10 feet tall creatures. And that they were disappearing and reappearing and chasing and causing everybody to pretty much mass panic out of the mall.
So, yeah, we'll go ahead and. We'll play that clip for you guys now.
And witnesses themselves coming forward to say that there were aliens in the mall.
We happened to be at that mall, so we had Foot Locker or whatever. Next thing you know, you start hearing all this commotion outside, sound like firecrackers or something. So, I originally thought that they were shooting. Next thing I know, it's like crazy. Like, we just see all these people running. Like, I'm talking about moving. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. Old people even move. I'm talking about moving. So, you know, my girl, she like, what's going on? I'm like, fuck all that. We out. Like, I'm not going to ask no questions. We just going to follow the crowd. Next thing you know, real, like, gunshots start going off. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, we trying to follow the crowd, get out of there. I look back, no cap, yo. No cap. I look back. It looked like a big-ass shadow, but it was solid at the same time. Like a few shadows. But they were solid at the same time, and it almost looked like they was coming our direction, like they was chasing us, but they was disappearing and reappearing closer. So I'm like, yo, what? So we start really moving.
All right, so
that was from a TikToker, YouTuber, Sosa Pippin.
So he goes by Sosa Pippin. And, but ironically enough, though, so where we got the news reporting about this incident for the Miami Mall was by Chaos Mughal. I guess he goes by that name on YouTube. And he's the one that first broke out about the story about a month ago.
Happened a few days ago.
Okay, a few days ago. But that's very interesting. So this story, he just posted this story about a day ago, and Sosa Pimpin just so happens to recently post about a day ago as well a video on his TikTok where he goes to basically deny his claims of what he originally said and that he was just quote-unquote trolling.
Do you have audio of that?
Yes, I do. So we'll go ahead and play the audio clip of him basically.
And this was just posted within the last day.
And he's actually gone to make two videos about denying this ever happening. So we'll go ahead and play that right now.
Yo, how I wake up, my shit jumping like the trap. Nah, but for real, like real shit though, on the dead homies, I was trolling. I ain't never even been to Miami. Shit, yo, y'all be bugging. Yo, real shit though, y'all stay away from them fucking aliens and all that. Y'all be safe out there.
Alright, so I don't know what to really make of it. I don't know if it if he is just fooling around, or like, why would you make up a joke of a situation like that to where, I mean, there was 60 police? Is he involved?
Yeah.
I mean, is this guy that's involved in this situation?
To tie these both together, yeah, there's basically, they both have very poor or no footage.
And, well, regarding of, like, even who's on hand, you know, footage, or let's say the people who were there, I mean, the only one that came up forward was this guy. I mean,
nobody else is coming forward. Again, they said they arrested four teens, unidentified because they're teens.
Even in the last podcast episode we dropped, there was a teenage involved incident, and I mean, nothing's gonna make of it.
It's hard to.
They can't post their age or name. I mean, it's gonna even be hard to even dive.
And again, it's out of Miami, such a big area where, you know, you'll have a homeless guy who was miles away probably say he was there, you know? And same with the other one. It says it's Las Vegas. It didn't say exactly where Las Vegas, but again, there was no update to that story, so that one's kind of just gone in the wind. So this is all just kind of tying into...
And most of the videos, I mean, it's coming from, you know, Inside Edition, CBS, Miami News.
Breaking, but we're just trying to tie it into, like, Project Bluebeam, you know, fake alien. Maybe they're trying to build this up into something... are covering up, you know, some of the Epstein documents have come out. I know that, like, Stephen Hawking, he's been blowing up recently as a meme because he was apparently on Epstein's flight log and went to the island. And then conveniently, I think I saw that it came out that, it turns out that he was actually not involved in any of the underage orgies. So, you know, your science hero is safe. He was not a freak, even though, you know, he was still connected to Epstein in some way, you know, but make what you will about that. So it could all just be
distraction from that story. Very, very interesting though, like you said, Project Bluebeam. I
mean, next week there's on January 9th, I've read two dates where they said it's Tuesday, January 9th or Friday the 12th. But there's going to be a big top secret meeting about UAPs or UFOs. Pretty much trying to get more intel from the government.
Are you on board with that? The UAPs though? You gonna call it that?
I don't care, man. To be honest, it's whatever it is. UAPs, UFOs, USOs. That one's not too heavily talked about. We're gonna talk about that in a minute. But back to this top secret meeting.
You said it's happening when?
Next Tuesday or next Friday. They haven't given... I've read two different dates, but...
And it's what? They're just trying... Pentagon meeting up?
It's not the Pentagon. It's this group of certain lawmakers, I think, or politicians. We'll link the article.
Certain group of politicians.
And they're just trying to get more info on what the feds have on actual, you know, like, UFO cases, you know, and crashes. Because it all stems from that David Grush guy and what he's been saying. You know, and what he's been talking about. He's not involved in the meeting in any way, but I know they're going to talk about his report, I guess. But we'll see if anything even happens, you know.
So why do you think they're pushing more and more aliens? Like,
Who knows? Again, it could just be distractions, you know. Again, we're going to talk about right now something that's hard to even find info on.
What is that?
USOs, which is unidentified submersible objects.
Well, there was an article that I came across, and I mean, of course, take it with what you hear with a grain of salt. But I was reading up on it. He was a former military personnel. I think he's Navy or something along the lines of pilot. But anyways, that there's like basically these bases out in the middle of the Atlantic and Pacific, you know, like underwater bases, and that these, you know, quote unquote UFOs, you know, will emerge from just right out of the water. And he says it's like a highly secret, like, government base or government facility.
Well, this one story I have pulled up here is from the 90s. I mean, it's reposted again in 2024, but it's about a professor named Bob McGuire from in the 90s. He was from Virginia Tech and Institute for Defense Analysts, analysis, sorry, Institute for Defense Analysis, and he was on a submarine apparently, and they caught on their radar an object that was flying past them faster than the speed of sound underwater.
Underwater, wow.
And they said that at that speed, any man-made object should have been, like, crushed. Let's see. The speed of sound can move up to 3,330 miles an hour due to the heightened density of water compared to air. So let's see. He explains to a new tuner that someone with onboard system knowledge who was likely handling the sonar tech said to have revealed that an object soared past the sub at the speed that was faster than that of the speed of sound. So that was just a story, and then he kind of goes on to say, like, the fastest man-made object is only 230 miles per hour. He has a YouTube interview, but that was back in the 90s. It's harder to find actual, like, videos about it, because, again, you look it up, and a lot of the stuff is about UFOs or UAPs now. But if you dig deep enough, you'll find...
Maybe it's also another tactic to kind of, like, flood the news with so much stories about the, you know, aliens, UFOs, UAPs.
Because just think about, you know, we're all up about space, but we're not even thinking about what could be in the ocean, you know? Look here, just an article
let
here.
Alone, the like, truth deep, behind deeper than in the Earth.
Malibu underwater alien base, quote unquote. Let's see what this is about.
So wait, what was this?
So apparently there's an unusual structure that was found on Google Earth that kind of looks like, that looks like this. This is the structure they're talking about. And it's apparently said, you know, conspiracy theories say, oh, it could be an alien base. It's 2,000 feet below the surface and it's 3 miles wide. So let's see. Let's see if there's anything. Let's see if we can just find what they say it is. They're just talking about it here. They give you the coordinates here, which we can post it all. They're talking about this structure right here. This is apparently how it looks.
Okay. Go back to how it looks.
This is from the top.
And what are they saying it looks like? Or?
Conspiracy theorists say it's like an underwater base because of how... I'll show you.
How it's shaped?
Yeah. I'm trying to see what they're... This is just a lot of, like, talking here.
And where's it? Where's it by? It says it was like 6 miles off the coast of what?
Malibu, California. He says it doesn't look at all man-made.
It has who says that?
One of their, you know, experts. It has what looks like there are pillars there, but they're unevenly spaced. And then to the right, you'll see other seemingly pillars still attached, actually, to the bedrock. In the process of forming. So this is basically looks like what it's trying to, they're trying to debunk it. But who knows, again, this is, we're trying to talk about USOs, not necessarily underwater bases.
So what's a USO again?
Unidentified Submerged Object. Oh, yeah, okay. And I mean, it's probably hard to find on YouTube now.
But I mean, I haven't really seen so much of that rather than like what's in the news today. Like, I know in Mexico they stumbled upon like alien bodies. They're trying to push that recent, you know, one we were just talking
there
about.
There was Miami a YouTube Ball. Channel that used to talk about UFOs. It's hard to find now because this was YouTube back, you know, before 2016. And they talked about multiple times where there were sightings of objects coming out of the ocean or going into the ocean. And so that's interesting in itself. But, you know,
strange worlds out there.
Strange world. We just wanted to bring you another quick episode about what recently happened in Miami, kind of our thoughts on it, you know. Going back, that Sosa Pippen guy went on to say that he wasn't even there. He was just a troll. Like,
I wonder what that's about. What that's
was, yeah, bizarre. What motivated him to do that, you know.
To lie about it. I guess, you know, you can claim to be a troll, but I feel like that's just an easy way out.
Yeah, it's just an easy way out.
That's just... But, yeah, I mean, just try to get there, another quick episode out there, just because we got errands to run today.
Yeah, we'll leave links all the articles that we have. But yeah, again, a lot of this stuff, they're pushing the aliens and UFOs. So who knows? I mean, fake alien invasion, we've seen that, Project Bluebeam. We've talked about it before on this podcast. And this is just, you know, an update. You know, they continue. We haven't tied in Gematria to it, but I know, apparently you can even...
That guy, Gematria, what's his name on YouTube? He was talking about the Miami one.
Yeah, he was tying in the address. I think the address is like 401. He was tying in with 41. I think he tied in the number 62. Of course, what... Put a link to that too if you're interested in that.
Yeah, we're not too like
we're not too well versed in the Gematria world. But yeah, I mean, just a quick episode for you guys. Nothing too crazy. Just more you know, more stuff going on in the world.
Life,
yeah, right. It's funny because yeah, they make almost like politics now, like the most interesting TV show. It's like, that's what gets the news ratings, you know? That's why every news story is covering everything, you know? And that's why, oh, you're Fox News? No, I'm CNN, you know? It's like...
Yeah, I mean, it's different for me now because of, like, how everything switched to streaming.
Yeah, right?
You don't really get that
yeah.
cable news anymore.
And it's almost... Now it's... That's kind of what's killed news in a sense, you know? It's just streaming. It's really... Because, like, all these streaming services are now coming together almost like cable,
you know? Well, and if we've already seen, that's why they're all on YouTube now.
Yeah. And it's just about clicks, you know, clicking their articles, clicking their YouTube videos. That's why all these videos from UFOs and shit are from CBS, Las Vegas, CNN, or NBC. You know, it's all their local little news stations, but it's all their three-letter organizations, you know? But... Yeah, that's it for this episode. Quick little episode for you guys.
Yep, we'll try to keep you posted. Keep you updated.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah, we're in the new year. We'll try to keep coming with the
interesting conspiracies. Yeah, if you guys see any UFOs out there, try to get clear video for once.
Actually, I didn't get any video, but I did see something strange in the sky a couple days ago. It was this hovering orb.
All right, guys, that's all we got.
It was this hovering orb, and it was like kind of like blowing O's. It was like blowing O-rings.
Pulsating almost?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Well, yeah, guys, till next time.
Until next time.